Today we're building an old-school drum and bass Hoover Stab in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that VHS rave color, that warehouse memory, that slightly dangerous mid-range hook that makes a break tune feel alive. This is a beginner lesson, so we're going to keep the setup simple and practical. The goal is not to make some giant trance lead. The goal is to make a short, angry, pitch-bending stab that cuts through drums and bass, sits out of the sub-range, and brings instant old-school energy into a D&B arrangement. First thing. Open a new MIDI track and load Operator. You can do this with Wavetable too, but Operator is a really clean starting point because it's easy to control and stable. Set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM so the patch lives in the right zone for classic drum and bass. Before we even start designing the sound, drop in a basic drum loop and a temporary bassline or sub. This is important. Don't build the Hoover in isolation, because solo can lie to you. In D&B, the sound has to work with the kick, snare, hats, breaks, and low end. If it sounds great alone but fights the groove, it's not ready yet. Now on Operator, start with Oscillator and choose a saw-style wave or any bright, harmonically rich starting point. That saw character is a good base for a Hoover because it already has that rude, buzzy energy. If you want, add a tiny bit of detune and use a few unison voices, but keep it modest. We want wide, not smeared. A little spread is enough. Then shape the amp envelope. For a stab, the attack should be almost instant. Think 0 to a few milliseconds. The decay should be short, somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain should be low, and release should be short too. What you're making here is a burst, not a pad. If the sound feels too smooth or too floaty, shorten the decay and pull the sustain down even more. Also keep the MIDI notes short. Use 1/16th or 1/8th length notes to start. Shorter often sounds more expensive in this style. A tight stab with a solid tail usually feels bigger than a long washy one. Now let's give it the actual Hoover movement. The classic Hoover feeling comes from motion and attitude, not just the waveform. Add auto filter after the synth. Try a low pass or band pass mode, and start moving the cutoff so the stab has that slightly hollow nasal edge. You can keep the cutoff anywhere from around 300 Hz up to a couple of kilohertz depending on how bright you want it. Add a little resonance too, but don't overdo it. Just enough to make the filter speak and give the sound some bite. If you want a bit more life, automate the cutoff by hand or use a subtle filter envelope. The point is to make the sound feel a little unruly, a little unstable, like an old rave machine waking up. If you're using Wavetable instead of Operator, you can also nudge the Wavetable position slightly over the length of the stab. Just a small movement goes a long way. You're looking for that controlled wobble, not some giant siren sweep. Next, add Saturator. This is where the patch starts to feel like part of a track instead of a clean demo tone. Saturation gives you presence, edge, and a bit of that hot mixer or sampler vibe. Push the drive gently, maybe a few dB, and turn on soft clip if it helps keep the peaks rounded. Trim the output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it thicker and more focused. Now clean it up with EQ8. This is a big mixing step, because the Hoover should live mostly in the mid-range. High pass it so it stays out of the sub-area. A cutoff somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is usually a good start. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs more cut, try a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz. And if the top gets sharp or painful, tame the 4 to 7 kHz area. This is one of the most important mindset shifts in D&B mixing. The Hoover doesn't need to be huge everywhere. It needs a slot. Let the sub own the bottom, let the kick own the punch, and let the stab own the attitude. Now we add the VHS rave flavor. That doesn't mean destroying the sound. It means adding just enough degradation to make it feel worn-in and nostalgic. Try Redux with a light touch. A little bit of downsampling and some mild bit reduction can give you that grainy, retro edge. Don't crush it too hard, though. We want color, not broken audio. You can also add chorus ensemble for a slightly smeared stereo feel, or a very subtle echo, if you want a trailing haze. If you use delay, keep it quiet and high pass the return so it doesn't clutter the low mids. A practical chain might be instrument, then auto filter, then saturator, then EQ, then redux, then chorus. That's enough to get the vibe without turning the patch into mush. Now check the sound against your drums and bass. This is where the real D&B decisions happen. Put the stab in the mix and listen to whether it competes with the snare crack, the hi-hats, or the bass movement. If it masks the snare, carve a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz. If it makes the hats feel harsh, reduce some high end around 6 to 8 kHz or back off the saturation a little. Also listen in mono with utility. Old school width is cool, but mono compatibility matters a lot. If the center disappears, your hook will vanish on club systems and phones. Keep the width controlled, especially in the low mids. Now let's make it musical. A great D&B Hoover stab usually works as call and response with the snare. Try placing the stab on the offbeat or on the end of two, then leave space for the drums to answer. You can make a simple two-bar motif in a minor key using just 1 to 3 notes. Keep it sparse. In fact, the gaps are part of the groove. A really effective trick is to repeat the phrase and then lift the last note by a few semitones for tension. That tiny change makes the loop feel like it's moving somewhere. In a darker roller, you might use the stab every second bar as a response to the snare. In a jungle-inspired section, you can use it as a quick punctuation hit after a break fill, then pull it back out before the next phrase lands. Now we can automate for energy. Keep it simple. Open the filter a little over 8 or 16 bars. Push the resonance slightly before the drop. Add a tiny bit more saturator drive in the last 2 bars. If you use reverb, keep it short and controlled, and maybe increase the send just on the last hit. You can also narrow the width in the intro and widen it at the drop so the section feels bigger when it lands. That contrast is what creates excitement. You don't need more notes to make it feel bigger. You need a clearer story. When the patch feels good, resample it. Record a few hits to audio on a new track, or freeze and flatten if you want to commit. This is a really useful D&B move because audio lets you chop, reverse, and rearrange the stab into new shapes. You can reverse one hit before a snare, slice the tail into little pieces, or pitch a copy down to make a darker response. Suddenly, one synth sound becomes a whole little arrangement toolset. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Don't make the stab too bassy. High pass it and let the sub do its job. Don't spread it so wide that it falls apart in mono. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't leave harsh frequencies unchecked. And don't overcomplicate the MIDI. Old school energy often comes from a simple motif with strong placement, not from a busy melody. If you want to push it further, there are some great variations. You can layer a very quiet, noisy attack under the stab for more bite. You can make one brighter version and one darker version, then alternate them for a call and response feel. You can build a rising stab phrase by duplicating the hit and opening the filter each time. Or you can chop a resampled version into tiny pieces and turn it into a broken, taped up hook. Here's a really good practice move. Make 3 versions of the same Hoover stab. One version should be clean and punchy. One version should be rave-worn with saturation, redux, and filter movement. And one version should be darker, narrower, and more mid-focused. Then put each one into a simple 2-bar D&B loop with kick, snare, a break, and a sub or a reese. Listen in mono, then compare which one cuts best without getting harsh. That will teach you a lot about how these sounds live in an actual mix. If you remember one big idea from this lesson, remember this. In drum and bass, a Hoover stab is not just a sound, it's a rhythm, a contrast, and a piece of mix space control. Build it from a short saw-based synth. Shape it with filter movement, saturation, and subtle lo-fi texture. Keep it out of the sub range. Place it carefully in the arrangement, and always test it against the drums and bass early. That's how you get that old school VHS rave color while still making something that works in a modern D&B mix.